Blog Talk Radio.
Morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, July 23rd, 2012. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Discover Joy Through Laughter Meditation with Pragito Dove, author, meditation master, and hypnotherapist. But first, let me welcome all of you, my listeners, to the show. In order to keep up with the show, to get an announcement and a reminder in your email each week, all you have to do is go over to the show page, blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, and right under my picture, you'll see a follow button. If you click that, you'll get an email each week so you can keep up with the show. Today's show is being brought to you by abookin90days.com, a customized coaching program for heart-based coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers who want to write a book to attract more clients and increase profits. You can get your copy of the 7-Step Roadmap to Publishing Success now available at abookin90days.com. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. And to get at that goal, each week I interview guests from many different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, business success, and careers, all of which contribute to lasting happiness. Now, today's episode is Discover Joy Through Laughter Meditation with my guest, Pragito Dove. She's the founder of the Laughing Buddhas Network, and an internationally recognized author, meditation master, hypnotherapist, and trainer. Using the principles she teaches, Pragito transformed her own pain and fear into joy, love, and inner peace. Now she shares these secrets with the rest of us. She is the leading authority on expressive meditation in North America, and she has shared the stage with Dr. John Gray and Marsha Weider, among others. Pragito has provided meditation training to many organizations, including the UCSF Cancer Resource Center, Peak Potential Training Incorporated, the John C. Lincoln Hospital, the National Association of Women Business Owners, and so on. She's the author of 2 best-selling books, Lunchtime Enlightenment and Laughter, Tears, Silence, which has been published in 6 languages. She also teaches highly acclaimed programs such as the Laughter Meditation Teleclass Program Series. Her website is www.discovermeditation.com. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Pragito Dove. Hi, Pragito.
Hi, Flora. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, I'm delighted that you could attend this show because I know you're busy. You have a lot of things going on.
I do, yes.
As so many of us do, but it's important to make time to share with other people because you're doing some wonderful work. So let's start right at the beginning with explaining your radical approach, because your approach is a little different from the rest of the meditation. So your radical approach to meditation with the expressive meditation techniques, what is that exactly?
These techniques allow for expression. The first stage, you can do something expressive. The second stage is for sitting in silence. And I'll take the laughter meditation as an example. There's a range of these techniques, but the laughter meditation is, for obvious reasons, perhaps the most popular one. So in the first stage, we laugh. The second stage, we sit in silence. And what happens when we laugh, and this is laughing for no reason, this is laughing deliberately for the sake of laughing, has many, many benefits. And first of all, it releases a tremendous amount of physical stress from the body when we laugh.
Okay.
It also releases stress from the mind. You can't think and laugh at the same time. You can't be worried and laughing at the same time. So we're releasing tremendous amounts of stress. And then laughter opens the heart. It helps to heal the heart. So it enhances all of our relationships. And then on the spiritual level, laughter helps us get in touch with that inner silence. It's like it acts as a bridge to take us deeper into our inner silence.
Okay.
It's a very powerful way of opening us up, releasing a tremendous amount of stress. Like you could say, like releasing inner clutter, so that we can easily drop down into that inner silence and inner peace, which is within us all. We're all born with that. It's just that we lose touch with it. We become disconnected with it because we get so filled up with all these different types of stress that we're just disconnected.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. It seems like as we grow older from childhood through adulthood, we're we're taught to be less joyful and laugh less, and unfortunately that's what we need to be doing to relieve stress. Somehow or another we got that message about we should be serious.
Yes, we really did. I certainly did.
I did.
I just shut down everything and lived in my head, you know, because that's what I was taught. And through these expressive meditations, especially the laughter, I reopened my heart and found my way back to my center, and I found my inner peace. My creativity, of course, could then just flood out of me, because one thing that's so important about expressing ourselves is it unleashes our creativity, which children have so much of.
Yes.
And then that gets all shut down.
Mm.
So we're shutting a lot of our wealth down,
when we
live in the head.
That's right. That's right. And that is so prevalent, and I sense it in myself a lot. Well, I've heard of laughter yoga. Matter of fact, I mentioned it in my book a few years ago. But can you tell us the origin of laughter meditation, kind of how it came to be?
Yes, it was first done in Japan, in 16th century Japan, by the Laughing Buddha himself, Hotei. That's spelled H-O-T-E-I. And you might have seen statues or pictures of him. He's a man with a big belly and both his hands up in the air.
Okay.
And Hotei used to walk from village to village with a big sack of candy over his shoulder for the children. And people would come with all their questions about enlightenment, very serious questions, and he would just laugh. That's all he did was laugh. And of course, the villagers just couldn't help laughing as well. And that's how he taught them enlightenment, how he taught them inner peace and inner calm, through laughter. And so the tradition has come down to us. It's got a bit lost, and I'm certainly one of the main people in North America reviving it because it's such a great way. I mean, it's a lot of fun, obviously, and it's a great way to find that reconnection to our inner peace and our inner calm.
Now, you mentioned Laughing Buddha's Network. So this is an organization you created, and tell us about that organization a little bit.
Yes, I created that, and what it is, it's a newsletter that I send out. The community is worldwide, and I send out a newsletter about once a month with articles and short meditation techniques and wisdom for living on a day-to-day basis. It's very practical, and there's tips and things to laugh about as well.
How do we get to subscribe to it? Where do we go?
You go to www.discovermeditation.com, and it is free to sign up.
Oh, okay. So we just go to your site, discovermeditation.com, and we'll see the sign up there, correct?
Yes, right there, yes.
Now, one of the things that most people probably find strange is how you go about doing a laughter exercise, because at the beginning you said that you laugh for no reason. So
yes.
When you do an exercise with a group of people, for example, and I went over and looked at one of your videos,
yes.
How do you start this exercise and how do people get into it? What are the steps of it?
That's a great question. Thank you. The most common way that I start, there's actually various ways, you know, my students come up with all kinds of ways to get themselves laughing, but the most common one that I teach is to shout out the words Yahoo, like
mm-hmm.
that. We do that
okay.
three times and then just burst out laughing.
Okay.
I'm not a stand-up comedian. Nobody's there, you know, making us laugh. But what happens is the energy of the laughter just sets us off and keeps us going.
Okay.
And then I do one chime, which denotes now we're going to sit in silence. And then I do another chime to denote the end of the silence part.
Oh.
If you like, we could just do a very quick taste of it now. I have done it on the radio before, and it's,
okay.
you know, it's, people could join us, too, if they want to.
Certainly. Sure.
So we'll do three yahoos. We'll burst out laughing. Then
okay.
you'll hear the chime. We'll sit in silence, and then you'll hear another chime.
Now, when we hear the second chime, that's the end of the silence?
That's the end of the silence, the end of the meditation.
Oh, okay.
And we're just going to do it for very, very short. We'll do it for, you know, under 60 seconds here on
okay.
the radio, just to give everybody an idea about it. But
okay.
you can do it for longer. So are
okay.
you ready?
I'm ready. And we were going to do Yahoo three times? Is
yes.
what you said? Okay. And you're going to lead. So
I'm
going to
lead
follow
it,
you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Yahoo!
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 Yahoo. Wow, that's quite interesting. Oh, that the silence is interesting.
Yes.
Do people remark that the silence is harder than the laughing?
Well, it varies, and it also varies on each time you do it. It can change.
Okay.
Sometimes people find the silence easier. Sometimes they find the laughter easier. It tends to change, and also on your past experience. So,
right.
So what was your experience?
My experience that the laughter was easy because once, and we were doing it together, it just was easier to get genuine laughter out.
Yes.
And the more I did it, the easier it was. The silence was harder.
So what happened in the silence?
I just felt like it was a long time. I guess because I like to talk. So anybody
yes.
who likes to talk and is expressive, being silent, I suppose, is a challenge. But
yes.
it felt good.
Yes, because actually, time-wise, they were about the same. But it's interesting because this is how you get more self-awareness
mm-hmm.
that you thought the silence was much longer because than that
yes.
would be because it was harder, of course. And so, you know, if you wanted to make this one of your practices, you could just experiment with it. And because it will change. It changes every time you do it, and that's the very first time you've done it too, isn't it?
Yes, that particular way. I have seen the people doing laughter yoga on YouTube and practice some with them, but not as a continuing meditation practice or anything, but just to experience it.
Yes.
And now the other ones I saw, they didn't have the silence as part of it. So that's what makes yours different.
Yes, it does make it different. And I think, you know, the silence is very valuable because it helps you to drop down to that inner silence, inner peace that we all have within us. And, of course, then you can hear more clearly your inner wisdom, your intuition, listen to the body, listen to your heart, and that can prove very, very valuable because we all have a tremendous wealth there inside of us. And I think the laughter meditation is so popular because the laughter part, the energy of the laughter helps us, you know, it's a bridge. It takes us deeper inside quicker to the inner silence.
I'm interested in that. The thing you just said about the silence helps us with creativity because as a coach helping authors, one of the things that writers often express, of course, is writer's block and having difficulty either getting started or keep going or whatever. And it sounds like this is something that could be a tremendous help.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And it of all the huge range of meditation techniques that I teach, this is the one I recommend the most for unleashing creativity. In fact, I gave a talk a few months ago on a telesummit specifically for writers and how to unblock their writer's block. And taught them the laughter meditation because it's a very powerful way to quickly unleash your creativity.
That's good. Quickly is what we want.
Yes,
let me ask you this. When you're doing it alone, how do you set up the timing, the chime? Or do you set up a timer, or how do you do it when you're doing it alone?
Yes, you can set up a timer. You can keep your eye on the clock. I mean, it doesn't have to be, like, super exact, you know. And you can do it, you know, we obviously did it in under a minute, but you could do a minute of laughing, minute of silence, 2 minutes of laughter, 2 minutes of silence. And there are other ways to get yourself started. I mean, my students, they get very creative about this. There's various funny things on YouTube. Maybe that can get you laughing.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Different things make us laugh. It doesn't really matter what it is that gets you going. And the Yahoos is a very powerful way to get started.
Okay.
Because it almost makes you laugh just doing that. It does me anyway.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny that when you hear other people laugh, it is contagious. And if you can find things that – sometimes I'll think of an incident or something that's happened in the past that was funny then, and it's still funny when I bring it back to memory, and it, sometimes I'll just burst out laughing about that incident in the past. So that can help, too.
Absolutely, that can help. And then, you know, so then you can just, however long you laugh for, then just be silent after it and experiment with that.
Okay.
Because
now,
it will help
people
you.
People want to join your groups that you do live groups, correct?
Yes, I do live. And I do teleclasses.
Okay. Now, do they find out about that over at your website, discovermeditation.com?
Yes, that's exactly where they find out. Everything's there on the website.
Okay, because that's important to know. I would imagine that someone's just getting started with this may want to join a group, and many things are much more fun and helpful when you are in a group, and then,
of
course, eventually you can learn to do it by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things that you mentioned about decluttering, oh, my gosh, I can see where this will help declutter the mind because, oh, my goodness, we have so much going on in our heads. Not only our own business, but the news and our family and our business, all that stuff is just cluttering.
Yes, it is in this age of information and technology, it's quite overwhelming, frankly. And what the laughter does, it takes the top off of that. It helps discharge it all. And the good news is you don't lose the good stuff. You know,
right.
You won't lose your wisdom and important things, but you do lose a lot of the, you know, extra stuff that we kind of pick up in our heads that we really don't need.
I feel lighter, a little lighter already.
Yes. Well, it helps clear a space.
Oh, that's why. Oh, my goodness. How often do you do this a day, or is this something you recommend daily
or more than once a day? Absolutely. I mean,
okay.
I do it every day. I make a point that I laugh every day.
Okay.
You know, it's a deliberate practice of mine that I laugh every day and spend some time in silence. And it's shorter or longer depending on the day.
Sure.
But for myself, I do it every day. And my students find that if they do it every day, see, even if you do it for 30 seconds, ha, 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 you know, and then have some silence, something, even that, it helps to build something in your subconscious, a reminder of that inner peace and calm that we all have in there. We're all born with it. And each time you laugh, you're releasing stress. And, you know, and my students who have started the practice, one of my students said she did it for a month, and then she didn't do it for a month, and she really noticed the difference with, you know,
wow,
having doing it for a month and then not doing it. So she started it again right away. Because,
that's wonderful.
She said it didn't only help her with stress, but it helped her be more calm in the midst of chaos and have her sense of humor more readily available and her creativity. It's very powerful.
What's so great about this is that many people who could benefit from traditional meditation hesitate to get involved because various reasons. They think it's something they can't do, or they think they have to somehow be highly spiritual, or for whatever reason they may not get into regular meditation. But this is something that's easy enough for everybody to get into because we can all access that laughter very quickly. And we can do the silence very quickly because we can do it for such short periods of time,
yes,
as you pointed out. So this is so easy as compared with trying. I think many things we don't do that would help ourselves is because we think they're going to be hard.
Yes.
You know, when people say you should meditate every day for an hour, well, if you're going from zero, you're not going to suddenly start meditating for an hour every day, very likely.
No, you're not. You're not going to do it, and it'll also, you
right.
can't just sit there in silence for an hour. That will be hell. You know? And so this way, I encourage everybody to just start, like, with a very short and have fun with it, you know?
This is great.
Have
I
fun with it. Play with it. Experiment. And
so
then
what about the law of attraction? Tell us how that works then.
We should definitely talk about that.
Yes.
So what the laughter meditation does is it triggers the positive feeling state of the law of attraction. Because law of attraction states that like attracts like. We get what we vibrate. And it's our feeling state that we vibrate. So we want to make sure that our feeling state, if you think of a scale of 1 to 10, that we're up there on an 8, 9, 10 in terms of good, happy feelings. And the laughter meditation helps put you up there at the 8, 9, 10. And because the other thing is it helps to bring you awareness, because meditation is awareness. And if you are aware that, you know, your vibration is down and you want to just pick yourself up, then you can just do a quick laughter meditation and you'll come right up there.
Wow.
You'll come right back up. And
you know what? That's the missing piece that a lot of people who talk about law of attraction don't mention. They tell you to increase your vibration and, you know, the importance of having a higher level of vibration, but they don't tell you how to get it. And
yes.
This is an easy way to get it.
Yes.
And this is something that was missing when I listened to all these gurus talk about it. I understand it intellectually, but how do you get that higher vibration quickly? And this exercise you just gave us is a great way to do that. This is a great way to get right up to the higher vibration.
Exactly, and it does it really quickly.
Yes.
And you know, when you make a practice of it every day, as I said, even for under a minute every day, then it starts to build that you're in that higher vibration more and more of the time, until you end up that you're there, you know, pretty much most of the time.
Right,
because we are sending out vibrations whether we're aware of it or not.
Exactly.
24/7 we are transmitting.
Right.
And so the more aware we are of what vibrations we're sending out, then, you know, we have this quick remedy if we feel that they're down.
Mm-hmm.
Then it makes it very easy to keep ourselves up on a high vibration level.
Well, this is wonderful. I'm so glad that you were able to share this with us, because I feel a real shift in my understanding of law of attraction and being able to increase those vibrations. That's a big piece. Thank you for that. But before the show ends, we have about 3 minutes. I want to have you tell us about your latest book, Laughter, Tears, Silence, Expressive Meditations to Calm Your Mind and Open Your Heart. Tell us where we can get the book and what the key things are that we will get from it.
Well, you can get the book anywhere books are sold, Amazon.com.
Okay.
It's also on Kindle. It's in hard copy, any bookstore, my website, discovermeditation.com.
Okay.
Once you get in there, there's over 150 techniques in there. There's all the expressive techniques and obviously the laughter. And then there's a lot of four-minute techniques. There's a 30-second technique. So there's something for everybody in there in terms of techniques. And the middle section of the book, the tears, I talk about pain and grief and fear and jealousy and death and dying, so that you have a deeper understanding about those and meditation techniques to help you with those. And the last part is about silence, where there's different techniques to help you understand more about how to find that inner silence.
Wow.
And the first part, of course, is a tremendous amount about all the benefits of laughter. I couldn't believe how many benefits there were to laughter until I started writing this book.
This
it's
is
amazing.
A great book to have, because you've touched on everything that will affect all of our lives, you know, from when you talk about grief and upset. And so we're going to have those ups and downs, and finding a way to better cope with them is tremendous. What are your best suggestions for people who are brand new to meditation?
My best suggestion is to start with something very short, like the laughter meditation that we've been saying, because if you can bring more laughter into your day-to-day life, it will help you tremendously, first of all, to relax, and meditation is based on relaxation, relax the physical body,
mm-hmm.
and that is going to give you a great kick start to helping you drop deeper down inside yourself to gain the benefits of meditation, which are not only relaxation but access to your creativity and more clarity of mind, better decision making,
mm-hmm.
and listening to your inner wisdom, your intuition, which everybody has,
mm-hmm.
and it helps with relationships too.
Hmm. That's extremely important, because you've just covered everything that we need to be that we are concerned about in our lives. Health,
yes.
and wellness and creativity, relationships. That's the whole gamut of life. So this is something that it sounds like all of us can benefit from. Even children, can children benefit
yes.
from this as well?
Absolutely. I have a chapter on children in my book, and children love the laughter meditation. I raised my son on it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, well,
you've given me something new that we're going to do at my family gatherings. When we get started, we're going to start off with this laughter meditation, because it's going to put everybody at higher vibration. I can see that right now.
Yes, absolutely it is.
That. Wow, thank you so much for joining me today. We've come to the end of today's show, and I want to thank Pragito Dove. Her site is www.discovermeditation.com, and when you go over there, you can learn about everything she's doing. You can sign up for her Laughter Buddhist Network, and of course over at Amazon or any other site you can pick up her book. thank you so very much, and thank all of you for tuning in. Join me again next week, Monday, July 30th, 2012 at 11 a.m. We have another great show for you then. Have a blessed week, and remember to color your life happy.
Color.
Color your life.